Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and check out your uncommon economic indicators. Our current crowdsourcing project, post a photo, a video, or a story, or call our special phone number about the economic indicators in your neighborhood. Here's a really cool one that came in the other day. Catherine Hyde from Ridgewood, New Jersey, posted this to the Bright Spot section of Uncommon Economic Indicators. My local Unitarian Society did a reverse offering this past Sunday. In the collection plate were envelopes with $20 in cash, money saved from donations to the society. We were asked to take one envelope per family, match it with our own $20, and donate to someone in need, or pool the funds with friends and family to hold a fundraising supper, plant a community garden, whatever we can come up with to help people out in tough times. And she says the congregation took the challenge and has reported back that they made donations to the Webster Fund at Share, community-sponsored residences for the elderly in Ridgewood, used the money to throw a bingo party at a homeless shelter in Patterson, Twana Twitter group in Kenya, Food and Education for AIDS Orphans, SolarCookerProject.org, Solar Cookers for Women in Darfur, and all kinds of other things. When we followed up with Catherine Hyde from Ridgewood. So that is a really cool post from our Uncommon Economic Indicators. You can see and contribute your own to see others and contribute your own to our Uncommon Economic Indicators project at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. And that Ridgewood post got us thinking of small bore philanthropy in general. And there is a new website on the way that New Yorkers can use to slow down the progress of climate change. And you get to do more than switch to an energy-saving light bulb. Microphilanthropy is becoming the new solution for the average Joe wondering what to do about overwhelming issues like a major recession or global warming. The idea is to connect small donations or volunteer power to local improvement projects. In this case, green roofs, green plots, or water cleanup around New York City. Erin Barnes has worked in the green sector for quite a while and says she has met many people around New York with good ideas for greening their neighborhoods, but they lack funding or the volunteers. And her solution is IOBY.org, a new website launching in April, a place for New Yorkers with good green ideas to apply for help, both financial and tangible. Potential donors or volunteers will be able to choose from a vetted menu of projects, at this time all city-based, and either add their dollar donation or show up at the appointed time and get work. We just have a few minutes with Erin Barnes right now. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Why micro-lending? Why not just write grants?
Well, you know, right now when times are tough, a lot of foundations and corporations are sort of buttoning up their budgets that they normally have for groups like this, and it's really tough to fundraise. And a lot of these small groups don't have the manpower to spend a lot of time fundraising. But, you know, what works really well right now, it's kind of funny, when times are tough, New Yorkers actually give a little bit more.
How does the application process work?
Well, if there's a group that thinks that they've got a good environmental project, they just submit the application online, and we go through it and make sure that it meets our criteria. It's local, site-specific, makes no profit, and helps the environment. And then we post it online and create their profile for people to check it out and see if they want to donate or get involved.
And if you want to help but not with money, I understand you can volunteer time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is it true that if I want to volunteer with my family or my coworkers on an upcoming weekend, I can find something on your site?
Yeah, you just log in, you punch in your zip code, and boom, there's all the projects that come up in your neighborhood. And you can look through them and see one that's meaningful to you, and then contact the group and see what kind of volunteers they need. And they might have already described in advance what kind of volunteer work they're looking for.
We're talking about micro-lending. How small are some of these grants going to be, or loans, I should say? What are the applications like that you're getting?
Well, it's kind of funny. The average price of one of our projects right now is $410. So they're pretty small. They range from like $30 to a few thousand.
What can you get done for $420?
I mean, there's a lot of these groups. There's just like, there are people in the neighborhood who care about their neighborhood, and they want to, you know, make some, you know, pretty minor improvements that have huge, huge impacts. You know, planting a few trees, installing a rainwater harvest system, you know, up to like installing a green roof. And just a small amount of money can go a long way. I mean, I think that we all learned that from the Obama campaign.
And you do this for green projects. Do you see this as having application for other kinds of microlending in the New York area?
Yeah, I mean, microlending is great, but what we're concentrating on is environmental projects. I mean, New York City has a carbon footprint larger than Ireland. You know, this is a place where we can make significant headway with, you know, small projects one by one. And it's really cool, too, because you're getting people involved at the local level instead of saying, oh, climate change is this huge crisis. You know, it's so far away. It's in the Arctic. It's in the Amazon. I don't know what to do about it. You're like, oh, no, you know, I can do something right here because, you know, local personal action is really meaningful. When I plant carrots in my neighborhood and I eat them, they're more delicious than the one from the store. And if I help get a tree planted on my block, I know it's going to stand head and shoulders above all the other trees, you know, and that sort of local work is really meaningful. And people can grab onto that and say, you know, like, I'm helping to fight this fight on climate change.
Erin Barnes doing climate micro lending. She's got gardening. She's got rainwater harvest projects, a green roof at the CUNY Baruch College, water testing in the Gowanus, and her new website, IOBY.org, goes online next month. Do you have a date?
Oh, I'm really hoping April 12th.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks very much for coming on. Good luck. It sounds
like
a great idea.
Thank you so much. I hope we can be on the show again.
Okay.